Port Adelaide. Take on Fremantle, if you like. I like saying Fremantle.
Fremantle.
If you want to say Fremantle, I'll say it. But they take them on in what will be a classic game Saturday night here at Adelaide Oval. We've got midfield assistant coach Luke Kelly on the line. Welcome, Luke. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Hey, mate, Jez Finlayson out. Who will do that chop-out work for Ravan Soldo and Ruck, just to give him that 5 or 6 minutes off?
I've obviously used Charlie in that role previously. Yeah. Obviously, Pep comes back in, pinched hit when we've had to. So I think we've got a few options that will go through that. I don't think it'll just be the one. But, yeah, at this stage, we feel pretty confident in the options that we've got.
Fair enough. We had a question too, and I want to ask it on behalf of one of our keen listeners and callers, Dave from Alberton. He said, can a key defensive position ruck in defence and allow Soldo to go out to the wing? And I said, look, I wouldn't want to answer that. Rowie did and said, look, no, you want your best ruckman doing that work. But can you give us your definition of why Ivan and any key ruckman would always go back into defence to do the ruck work?
Sorry, are you talking about just whether or not one of our key backs can take up that ruck post?
Correct, at a defensive throwing.
We've seen teams in the past ruck from the back. You've obviously got to be well organised. You've got to be willing to go, you know, say your key defender's off the ground for 5 minutes and he rucks for 5 minutes. You've got to be willing to go 10 minutes without one of your key posts. So that really probably determines whether or not you want to go and do it, is if you want to be a key defender down for 10 minutes. But we've seen teams do it in the past. But yeah, you've probably got to be pretty well organised and be really in terms of your matchups and your rotations, really.
No, fair enough. So it's not out the question. So Dave from Alberton feel a bit confident with that question. Well played. Hey, our midfield has started the season really well. Frio got there. Very strong midfield, haven't they? Jackson, Sarong, Young, Brayshaw, Fife in there. It's going to be a big challenge in that.
Yeah, no doubt. Like they've got some high quality younger mids like we do and some really great experience like we do. So, and the type of game that they're going to bring is going to force our mids to play a pretty heavy contested sort of ground ball game that we're confident in. Clearly back our boys in that sense, but you do have to put the time and effort into theirs as well. You know, I think Freo, a pretty good account of themselves against a Carlton midfield that probably rate themselves just as well. So up for a big challenge, which should make for good viewing on Saturday night.
Great depth, and the two best bulls you got, Ollie and SPP, in. Terrific. I just want to talk about one of the outs. How close was Boakey to playing? Because we heard he was as keen as mustard, but ruled out.
Yeah, he was coming along in a good sort of in a good manner, but probably just come up a bit short on the timeline with that back and previous to that. So we can't say it's been anything probably more than a week at this stage, but you know. With those sort of injuries, you don't want to sort of lock anything away. But, yeah, no, he was tracking well.
What impressed you about Fremantle scouting him this week?
I think just their consistency in everything they do. They're clearly well-coached. They're well-drilled. Their defence is obviously an absolute premium, you know, the number one for points against. So the way that they work together, 18 men across the ground, it's going to take, you know, a really consistent effort from us to break them down across the course of the night. It's not going to be something that happens in the first minute or probably even the 100th minute. You're going to have to go 120 minutes against these guys. And, yeah, that's probably the main challenge we're looking forward to.
Hey, Luke, Butter started on the interchange bench for the game last week. Is that just a rotation policy between all the mids? One of them just rotates and starts on the bench?
Yeah, and that's purely it. You know, each of them takes a turn each quarter, and one week it'll be Butters that starts there on the first, and this week it might be Drewy or Ollie or Rose, and it just changes quarter to quarter based on the time we're trying to get out of them.
Yeah, otherwise they'll fight over it, there's no doubt. What about another good stat that you guys have got? We're ranked number one for the first possession in the league, so they're hungry to get after that first footy.
Yeah, and I think clearly with the weapons that we've got in there with our fast feet, that's probably a good either indication of obviously strong body work from either your bulls, but in that sort of sense of the word, you know, A, Ivan putting it into a spot that is predictable for us, and then B, our feet and our body work in the ability to go after it. So definitely gives you a chance to to play the game in your half if you maximise that first possession, which we're going to have to do tomorrow night.
And Nat Fifi looks like he's loving his time in the midfield. Will somebody like Willem Drew go and watch him, or will he have another job, one of those other great mids?
Yeah, I think he's been over the first month. We're pretty happy to sort of go midfield v midfield to start. We obviously want to back our boys in and give our guys a chance to go hunting and hopefully put them on the back foot. But, take your pick out of any one of their mids that might pop up and start to get some influence. Yeah. Then we've obviously got a lever we can pull in Willem that we've shown previously as well.
Yeah, he did that against Richmond, which worked well on Shai Bolton. So well done, mate. Keep the good work up and let's get another win.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.